God is not just going to be rejected and mocked, because what does the Bible say? God's not mocked. God is not mocked, okay? And there's only so much that God's going to put up with, even though he's very forgiving, he's very compassionate, he's very merciful. He has a limit to that. There's a line that you can cross with God where he says, I will laugh at your calamity. I will mock when your fear cometh. When your fear cometh as desolation and your destruction cometh as a whirlwind, when distress and anguish cometh upon you, then shall they call upon me, but I will not answer. They shall seek me early, but they shall not find me. Now, this is the God that said, ask and it shall be given you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh receiveth, and everyone that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened. Folks, God's not a respecter of persons. Jesus Christ died on the cross for every single person who's ever lived. And if they ask, it shall be given. But here's a group of people that have gotten to a point where now they ask and he says, no, it's too late. Where they seek and they can't find. He said in verse 28, then shall they call upon me, but I will not answer. They shall seek me early, but they shall not find me. Why?
Well, you know, God, before the foundation of the world, just picked that certain people were doomed.
That's not what a reprobate is, folks. That Calvinist reprobate doctrine is the wrong reprobate doctrine. Right. The biblical reprobate doctrine says the reason why he won't answer is because they hated knowledge, verse 29, and did not choose the fear of the Lord. See, they didn't choose the fear of the Lord. That's why he's now rejecting them.